Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian government planes have bombed U.S.-supported Kurdish militia targets in the northeastern town of Hasaka, marking a new escalation against its once Kurdish allies. Edward Uranian reports that Hasaka has become a flashpoint in the civil war in Syria.
Amateur video shows hundreds of civilians fleeing Hasaka after a second day of airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes over the city. Kurdish militia targets, in addition to civilian areas, were reportedly hit. Rami Abdulrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told the media that over 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. He said that the city's hospital was also in urgent need of doctors to treat the casualties. Amateur video showed Kurdish militia units known as Asayish exchanging fire with Syrian government forces over control of part of the city. Kurdish forces reportedly control the east of the city, while government forces are hunkered down in the city center. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
In Afghanistan, Taliban militants have launched a coordinated attack in the strategic northeastern Baghlan province, which links the country with its northern and northeastern provinces. Taliban has closed the highway between Baghlan and neighboring Kunduz province, where the Taliban has also been active. Zambia's main opposition leader has filed a petition at the Constitutional Court challenging last week's re-election of President Edgar Lungu. The vote, he says, was rigged and says Lungu did not receive the 50% required to avoid a runoff. Zambia's Electoral Commission disagreed. This is VOA News. Myanmar's state councillor Aung San Suu Kyi has met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. They discussed the future of relations between the two countries. That is, Aung San Suu Kyi's visit to Beijing is her first major diplomatic mission since her National League for Democracy Party won a historic landslide election last year that finally brought an end to five decades of military rule. Nobel Peace Laureate is barred, that is, from serving as president under a military draft constitution, but holds several key posts, including state counselor and foreign minister. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump tried to woo African-American voters away from his Democratic Party opponent Hillary Clinton on Friday, saying Democrats like Clinton take the African-American vote for granted. Trump also accused Clinton of wanting to give jobs to refugees rather than African-American youths who Trump said have become refugees in their own country. Clinton responded by retweeting an excerpt from Trump's speech with the comment, "This is so ignorant that it is staggering." The U.S. Centers for Disease Control has extended its advisory in the city of Miami, Florida, warning pregnant women to avoid the South Beach area, which has been identified as an infection zone. Florida Governor Rick Scott confirmed the tourist-heavy South Beach area was the second area of Zika transmission in the continental U.S. He told reporters that five new Zika infections had been linked to the area.
We are requesting additional support from the CDC. We've already begun increased spraying. We'll do everything we can to help pregnant women all across our state. We have a safe state, and we're going to keep it that way.
Pregnant women who are infected with Zika risk giving birth to babies with a congenital defect called microcephaly, which causes an abnormally small head and developmental problems. At the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, the U.S. women have retained the 4x100-meter relay title and helped Allison Felix win her record fifth Olympic gold medal. Jamaica's men won their 4x100-meter relay to take the gold, and for their anchor, Usain Bolt, it was his ninth Olympic gold medal. American swimmer Gunnar Bentz is back in the U.S., where he says he never lied about being robbed while out with his teammates on the final night of the Olympic swimming. Teammate Ryan Lochte had said that he and three others, including Bentz, were robbed. The Brazilian police said that was a lie. Get more on the Olympics at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with some of the artists who played the 2016 Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island, a special edition of Jazz America. This edition of Jazz America is one that I've given a title to, Sunny Saturday in Newport. What a beautiful day it was. In the end of July, the last 3 days of the month, people gathered from all over the world to celebrate jazz in all its glory at the grandfather of all jazz festivals that began back in 1954. And the Voice of America was there from the very beginning, broadcasting the live performances all around the world. Well, it's my pleasure to have followed in the footsteps of Willis Conover and to introduce artists in their performances. In fact, I had the chance to introduce 5 different acts at Newport this year. I'll give you some conversation I enjoyed with Dave King and Reed Anderson of the great band The Bad Plus. They did a special presentation of the music of Ornette Coleman. I'll also give you one of the great international stars and one of the reigning kings of jazz harmonica, Gregoire Marais, coming up this hour. Let's begin, though, with a look back to one of the earliest jazz festivals in Newport. It happened in 1959. Duke Ellington and his orchestra took the stage to play wonderful songs like this classic written by Juan Tizol, It's Perdido. Duke Ellington live at the Newport Jazz Festival 1959 here on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Mark Terry.
Everybody near and far, come together as you are. To the ocean, to the sky, sing that cosmic lullaby. Sing the jungle. Pleasure, sing your pain. Like you'll never sing again. Let it echo loud and clear across the ancient stratosphere. Refuse to shine. There's a song of love that never dies. Even when the good days pass you by, lift your voices to the sky, singing la 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 la. Exactly where you are. You see, the hood tag is your gun.
feels through.
Tell me about it.
Nothing more that you can do.
Sing me a jungle, sing me a jungle.
So give away the things you know, and tell your friends you love them so.
Tell them a jungle.
You know, I love to give you the classic jazz here on VOA's Jazz America, but we always want to give you the best of jazz from the past and from the present. In a way, you almost heard a little bit of the future right there. A lot of electronics involved in the music of Jacob Collier, discovered by Quincy Jones, and the music you heard from his album In My Room on a song titled Hajanga was simply all made by him, all the voices and all the instruments and all the writing. Well done, young Mr. Jacob Collier, a young musician and vocalist from England. Russ Davis here. Let me share with you another of the conversations I enjoyed at the 2016 Newport Jazz Festival. In this case, it was a conversation with the master of the jazz harmonica, Gregoire Marais. Gregoire Marais, I catch him once again. He's always in the finest places. This time, it's backstage at the Newport Jazz Festival after playing with the terrific man from Colombia, Edmar Castaneda. And many times, the sentence has been stated in the same sentence, Toots Thielemans and Gregoire Marais. How do you feel about that sort of statement?
I feel a tremendous honor, a lot of pressure, but great honor. Toots is my hero, of course, and a great friend of mine, and I just love him to death. You know, it's just such a beautiful spirit, a beautiful human being, and of course, an amazing, great genius on the instruments.
What other instruments did you consider besides the harmonica?
Say that again.
What other instruments did you consider in your life before harmonica or in addition to harmonica?
Well, the voice, actually. I used to sing as a kid, and I think that's the reason why I picked a harmonica. Mm. I picked up the harmonica because it was, in terms of expression, it was so close to the voice, you know? Mm. And then I used to play a little bit of drums and guitar, but really the instrument where I felt really I could speak and express myself first was the voice, and then, of course, the harmonica.
Mm. I know you're very busy. Your own solo work is out there. Your latest is really beautiful. Give me some thoughts about that.
Yeah, I just try to put a spin on a few songs that I loved, and then I just took it from there, you know, and the rest, I think music speaks louder than words, so you should just check it out.
Well, let's check it out right now. From his album, Wanted, his latest, harmonica master Gregoire Marais with his version of the Miles Davis classic, Footprints, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
The classic Brazilian song O Campeão, interpretation by the great saxophonist Donnie McCaslin from his album Soar. And what a story was his last couple of years. Not only doing his own projects, but also called in to work with David Bowie to put a jazz touch on his last recorded effort, Black Star. And the band that Donnie McCaslin put together to work with David Bowie before his passing has carried on with new projects, and we'll look forward to more in the future. They played wonderfully at the Newport Jazz Festival. Well, I've got more coming up from Newport as we talk to two of the members of the great trio, The Bad Plus. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And here's another longtime Jazz America listener who lost contact with me when we changed our email address, but we caught up on Facebook. Her name is Batulga Nebish, and she lives in Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia. And she wrote to me, "I've sent you greetings by email to your above address. I'm not sure that you still use it or not. All the best." And I wrote back, and she's known as Eni, by the way. Eni, you can always email me at jazzamerica@voanews.com. And that email address did change a year or so ago, and now you can reach me at that address. And she wrote back, "Hello, Russ. It's great to hear from you, and thank you very much for letting me know about the new email address. Yes, I will keep in touch and enjoy the jazz." Well, thank you, Eni, and I've got a couple of terrific ladies to play for you. For one terrific lady, two great musical ladies. We'll hear from the vocalist Liz Wright, who thrilled the crowd at Newport, but first, an up-and-coming saxophonist. Her name is Roxy Cross, and from her dynamic album that was so well-received that she was invited to play at Newport, Roxy Cross with the song Breaking Point from her album Restless Idealism, beginning this set of music on VOA's Jazz America.
About the plan. if he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows and all night shows in summertime.
Wonderful vocalist Liz Wright from her new release, Freedom and Surrender, taking the classic song from Nick Drake, folk and rock artist, Riverman, and turning it into jazz, as she did on the stage at the Newport Jazz Festival in 2016. Russ Davis here. Let me share with you another of the conversations I enjoyed at the 2016 Newport Jazz Festival. In this case, I just caught up with bassist Reed Anderson and drummer Dave King of the group The Bad Plus, who just walked off the stage after performing the music of Ornette Coleman with some special guests. I've got Reed Anderson and Dave King just after having walked off stage playing the deep and brilliant and beautiful science fiction from Ornette Coleman with three very special guests. Gentlemen, congratulations on a beautiful day at Newport.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, how did this first come into focus? Who said, let's do Ornette Coleman's 1971 record?
Ornette begged us to do it. We were like, come on, man. What a drag. Okay. So that's basically, and then we had a few meetings with him. He was like, Dave, you're amazing. It was incredible.
Right? And
yeah.
Then he said Reed's amazing too.
I couldn't believe amazing. That he said Reed was amazing in the same time. He was saying I was amazing. I like it in my own space. We've been into this record forever. This is one of our records that mm-hmm. we kind of made us want to become jazz musicians.
Mm.
And so, we got a chance to perform for real in a couple pieces in front of Ornette at his 75th birthday celebration. And we received positive feedback. We thought, well, maybe someday we'll try the whole record. You know, with the vocals and everything, because Reed's a great singer, and then we have a very special horn friend, Sam Newsom and Ron Miles and Timber, and we decided to put it together and end up getting a chance to perform it quite a bit now. Mm.
You just told the whole story, and that thank you so much, Dave, and you were all over the kit.
Oh, well.
And my friend Reed, beautiful vocalizing,
thank
something
well,
that was
I,
a
I
bit
beg
of a
to differ, but you,
you
know,
were great, man. You sound great.
We didn't have enough budgets for an actual singer,
yeah.
So someone had to do it.
Yeah.
My friend, you're an actual singer.
Yeah,
go,
thank you.
Go cool off, guys.
Right.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate us.
We'll be right back.
Well, there's a taste of what the Bad Plus sounds like when they perform live. And they had three horn players joining with them to recreate a classic Ornette Coleman work at the Newport Jazz Festival. That was their own composition. Now we test our powers of observation from the album Blunt Object, live in Tokyo. This is Russ Davis, and we'll return to the Newport Jazz Festival in the upcoming weeks as I had a chance to speak to more artists there, including the great Joe Lovano and his wonderful vocalizing wife, Judy Silvano, who I caught up with along with Joe before Joe's performance with John Scofield and their quartet. I'll share that conversation and others with you in the future and debut the album that Joe Lovano created in 2005 at Newport, Live at Newport Classic, which is just about to be released. Well, let's close out this edition of Jazz America with music from another artist who certainly did a fantastic job as he debuted his new album with his band, Darcy James Argue's Secret Society. The album is titled Real Enemies. It is a commentary on modern society and politics. And from that album, here's a song entitled Casus Belli. Darcy James Argue's Secret Society, sounding as they did at the Newport Jazz Festival on Jazz America from VOA 1.
We'll be right back. it now appears, this was an act of terrorism. It was a despicable and cowardly act. We will find out who was responsible and hold them accountable.
Darcy James argues secret society, his awesome big band, the Canadian-born composer and band leader, and his all-international group from all over the world. Hope you enjoyed that from the forthcoming album, Real Enemies. Speaking of forthcoming, this is Russ Davis inviting you to join me on the next edition of Jazz America as we hop to another jazz festival. This time, it's in the place they call the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, where the Detroit Jazz Festival will happen, and we'll talk to four of the artists that'll play there this year: George Benson, Roy Hargrove, Jason Moran, and Terry Lynn Carrington. You'll hear their music and more from those that'll play Detroit this year on the next Jazz America.